This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
One of the hardest things to do is to tame the tide of negative thoughts. And it's not that you can just tell yourself, I'm just going to quit thinking about them. Like, you have to replace them with something better, because your thoughts turn into your actions, and your actions turn into your days, your weeks, your months, your years, your life. I was challenged in church the other day. We were talking about in Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Translation, God will help you to think better thoughts as you choose to believe in him, choose to believe that he's working through all the negative things that have happened and that he has something better for you. So let's pray about that. Lord, we are grateful that you have shown us that a better way is possible. It's easy to get trapped into the lie that if we just think about things enough somehow, some way, that's going to make things better. But the better way, Father, is focusing on you, looking to you and asking for help that you would renew our minds, that because you're the something better, you can replace our thoughts with something better, that you will somehow, some way use the negative things, the disappointing things that have happened in our lives for your greater purpose. Later in Romans chapter 8, you talk about how you will work all things together for the good of those who love you. And so whatever the thing is that we've been stewing over for way too long, Lord, we lift it up to you. Keep us from picking it back up again. Keep us from veering off and taking a U-turn and going back in the other direction to the loop of negativity. God, we humbly ask, because we know we cannot do this in our own strength, but in your strength, would you give us new things, better things to think about? Would we look forward to spending time in your word, to dwelling on your word, to memorizing your word, so that those are our go-to, not what someone else did or said and things that we can't change? Lord, we know that you can change things. And so we ask, Lord, and we celebrate how you will work through this. And when we find ourselves in a situation to test this out in the days to come, would you bring us back to this moment where we have prayed, Lord, knowing that you will help us with these thoughts, with our mindset. May we have minds that honor you. Like your word also talks about taking every thought captive. And God, we look forward to seeing how you're going to work through this and the conversations that will ensue with others when they notice the change in us. Would we be prepared to give the answer that it's all you? And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray and we praise and we thank you for renewing our minds and doing what no one else can do. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.